This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian opposition activists accused Google and Apple of caving to Kremlin pressure on Friday after the U.S. tech giants removed an anti-government voting app on the first day of a parliamentary election. The app, devised by allies of jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny, gives people detailed recommendations on who to vote for in an effort to thwart the ruling United Russia Party, which supports President Vladimir Putin. Members of the upper house of parliament met Google and Apple representatives in the run-up to the election to tell them to remove the app or face consequences, including fines and criminal prosecution. John Sullivan, the U.S. ambassador to Russia, was also called to the foreign ministry before the vote to hear complaints the company's behavior amounted to U.S. meddling in Russia's internal affairs. A court outlawed Navalny's political movement as extremist in June, backing complaints from Moscow's prosecutor that its activists were trying to destabilize Russia, a ruling condemned by the West at the time as a blow against freedom. U.S. President Joe Biden will sign an executive order Friday allowing for sanctions against the warring parties in Ethiopia's Tigray region if they fail to commit to a negotiated settlement. In a statement, Biden called the situation a tragedy and said, quote, "I am appalled by the reports of mass murder, rape, and other sexual violence to terrorize civilian populations." A senior administration official says the executive order establishes, quote, "a sanctions regime to increase pressure on the parties fueling this conflict to sit down at the negotiating table and, in the case of Eritrea, withdraw forces." Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. An emergency official in northeast Nigeria said Friday 9 people were killed and 23 others injured in an airstrike this week that reportedly hit civilians. The Nigerian Air Force confirmed just days ago it sent an aircraft to the area where Boko Haram and Islamic State affiliates operate, and that it was investigating claims that, quote, civilians were erroneously killed. Since 2009, Nigeria has been fighting a jihadist insurgency in the northeast that has killed more than 40,000 people and displaced nearly 2 million from their homes. On Wednesday, a fighter jet opened fire on a village near the border with Niger, with residents saying killed 10 people and injured at least 19. According to several residents, 3 fighter jets flew over the village and one of them opened fire. A trial opened in Vienna on Friday over an outbreak of the coronavirus at a ski resort in early 2020, in which Austrian authorities stand accused of responding too slowly. The outbreak was Austria's biggest and helped spread the virus across Europe. Hundreds of locals were infected and thousands of foreign tourists say they were too. The group bringing the case against the government says authorities mishandled the response to the outbreak, possibly giving into pressure from the tourism sector not to act initially. It's the first of more than a dozen civil lawsuits filed in relation to the outbreak. Official election campaigning began on Friday for the new head of Japan's governing Liberal Democratic Party, a role that typically signals the next national leader. 4 candidates are competing in the September 29th vote to replace outgoing Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga. Suga will quit when his term ends at the end of this month after serving only 1 year. He took over for Shinzo Abe. Support ratings for Suga and his government nosedived because of his handling of the virus and insistence on hosting the Olympics despite the pandemic. The party is hoping a new face can bring victory in general elections that must be held by late November. And South Africa's highest court on Friday denied an application by former President Jacob Zuma to rescind his sentence of 15 months in jail for contempt of court. The Constitutional Court judgment upheld its earlier ruling that Zuma should go to prison for refusing to testify at a commission of inquiry into widespread corruption in government and at state-owned companies when he was president of South Africa from 2009 to 2018. Zuma was jailed in July but has since been granted medical parole for an undisclosed illness. The 79-year-old argued his sentence was improper because he had been jailed without a trial. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.